Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you all are doing exceptionally well on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. It's been 2 weeks since my last live broadcast. That was just before the days of Hajj. And again, we find ourselves nearing the end of the Islamic year. Alhamdulillah, today is the 28th of Dhul Hijjah, which means that this Friday is going to be the 1st of Muharram. Alhamdulillah, we've reached the end of the year, and now we're going to start, obviously, a new year. And with the new year, there's so much to reflect on, there's so much to think about when you sit and assess your goals and think about how far you've come. And you can't help but wonder how far, whether you've actually reached the goals that you've written down. And it makes you think about the year a bit sorrowfully, I would say, because you think that one year of your life has actually passed by, and you don't know if you've actually lived it the way it was meant to be lived, the way Allah wants us to live our lives. So there's so much to think about, and I would love to hear from you, the listeners, inshallah. Please send me your messages on 073-532-1888, or you can email me on suraya@radioislamlive.com, or you can call in on 011-854-1548. I'd like to know, what kind of year has this been for you? Was it exactly what you expected? Maybe better? Maybe worse? What lessons did you learn? What did you think you could have changed? Or what do you think you are going to change in the year to come? Advices, thoughts, share this with us, inshallah. It would be nice to hear other people's views on this. Now, the beauty of Islam is such that a believer is constantly evolving, and we never at the same pace. Sometimes we are on a spiritual high, sometimes we're on a spiritual low, sometimes we're just barely there. But alhamdulillah, our deen is such that it gives us time to, certain times, to start thinking about where we are. And one of these times we know is Ramadan. And there are four sacred months in the year, and one of these months is Muharram, which will begin, inshallah, on Friday. So this month itself is so sacred according to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's obviously signifies the beginning of a new year, but not in the way that we would think a new year is. Obviously it's a bit different in the sense that the month itself is full of auspiciousness. We strive to make dua, we fast, we go a little bit extra, we go the extra mile, we try to get closer to Allah. And obviously significant things happened in the month of Muharram. But these things don't affect the festivities as such. Now, we're going to discuss that in more detail, inshallah. But what I wanted to actually cover first was the times that we get in our deen to increase our worship, to reflect, to renew our iman. And I find that the best time to do this is during this time between the days of Hajj and Muharram, the beginning of Muharram. Because this is now a reminder where we start, we gain our momentum again. If we were slacking, it's the time where we rejuvenate spiritually, we start getting closer to Allah. So, your life is not just about existing, it's about living. And sadly, most of us, we just exist. Exist, when I say exist, what I mean is we get up in the morning and we do the same mundane activities day in and day out, and we can't actually account for anything. So we may just, get up in the morning and cook or go to work and come back and sleep and do the same thing all the time, and we find that there's no purpose there, there's nothing there for us. So, it's a time now to sit and reflect, is this really what I want to do for the rest of my life? What is my goal? What is the bigger picture in this world? It's really a beautiful time to sit and think about these things, especially since our lives are so hectic that we can't really think about these things. We don't have the time to actually sit alone and think. And we're going to get into how we get this time for ourselves later on in the second segment of the show, inshallah. Okay, I have a question. A question that's on WhatsApp. I'm just going to read it. Oh, it's not a question. It's actually just a statement. Okay, so it's from Fatima B. This year has been one hell of a roller coaster ride. Definitely not what I expected at all, but Allah knows best. Make dua that next year is better for me and my family. Ameen. Okay, so obviously our lives are never the same. It's not going to be exactly what we predicted. That's why I asked, how has it been different from what you anticipated? And Fatima here says that it was a roller coaster. And alhamdulillah, even with those things, with trials in the year, a lot of people have lost dear ones, loved ones. Lots of people have gone through divorces, lost children. There's so much that has happened in this year, illnesses, etc. And then there's goodness with it that Allah has given us. But obviously, Allah gives us these things and we shouldn't see it as a setback. What we should look at it is that something in us needed healing, and Allah gives us these things for us to heal, to better ourselves, to become better Muslims, inshallah, to become better people. So with all of that, sometimes it's not ideal what we go through. You know, in the year, we want certain things and it doesn't go our way. You know, wa makaru Allah. We plan, they plan, Allah plans, but Allah is the best of planners. So, yes, we do have a goal and it's good. We have to have a goal. We have to have things that we can tick off. And so we know, we can measure ourselves, our achievement. We know how we're getting by. But we also need to give that little bit of space to know that, you know, these things could change. Something could happen. I could lose a loved one. And, you know, I may not be able to achieve these goals. So these are things that we need to think about. So, yes, to a certain amount we have control, but we always have to understand that the control ultimately is with Allah. But that doesn't mean that we just live and say, ah, what's meant to be is going to be. No. We still need to have goals. We still need to have ambitions. We still need to have a routine. And we need to account for our day. There's another message here. Alhamdulillah, this year I found purpose in my life after years of doing the robotic routines. I advise others to find a life skills coach or anyone who can motivate you to find purpose. You will never look back. Nobody can make you happy, only you. Okay, so I couldn't have said it better. I am a strong believer in, and thank you for this, Anonymous. I'm a strong believer in finding contentment within yourself. I believe that when you ultimately do find that contentment, when you find yourself, you reach a place where your purpose in life becomes all that more clearer to you. And also, you don't rely on others as such. You know, I'm reading this and I'm thinking about something. I met someone yesterday and it was very interesting because this person said to me that they've reached a stage in their life where she says, I love my husband and I love my children and I love the people around me, but I don't need them for my own happiness. I love them and I do everything for them. They are a huge part of my life, but that doesn't mean that they are my life. That once they are removed from my life will end. So, you know, this is a very strong statement because to reach this stage, you have to consciously let go. And it's part of our deen, you know, when we have an amana, we realize that our children, our husbands, our spouses, they all are an amana. And we can't become so attached to them where we lose ourselves. So maintain yourself, maintain who you are and your relationships around you. But always, always believe that your happiness and your contentment is not linked to someone else. It's your own happiness. You make yourself happy. No one else is going to do that for you. And if you're going to continue looking for that happiness in other people's hands, it's never going to happen. We expect, you know, our expectations are filled with, this one is not making me happy. My children are not making me happy. Or my husband is not making me happy. These things are not in their hands. everyone is responsible for their own happiness. And alhamdulillah to this person that found their purpose in life, because it's a brilliant thing to actually find your purpose in life. And the best time to do it is now, because you're going to start the new year, and inshallah, I hope and I pray that each one of us finds our purpose in life, and we can go ahead with the year productively, as productive Muslimas, and do the most that we can do, and not just sit back and do this, you know, as the previous person messaged and said, you know, the robotic routines. And I know exactly what that means. You know, it's like you can't, you haven't found your greater purpose, or not necessarily haven't found it. It's just that you haven't made that effort or broke free from what you're doing at the moment. And inshallah, we will get to that soon. What I wanted to cover first is Muharram, right? Muharram itself is not a festival to be celebrated. It's a sacred month. So to sum it up, what we need to do in this month is fast and pray for forgiveness and make dua, right? So it's a simple thing. So we have two sects that go completely extreme, like some start hurting themselves and, you know, poking themselves and bleeding and all of that because of what happened to Hussein radiallahu anhu, and they feel that they need to feel this month is a month of mourning and they need to feel the pain. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never told us to do this, and he encouraged us to live our deen in a most moderate fashion. So this is one extreme, and the other extreme is where it becomes such a festivity where you put henna and you know, it becomes like a Christmas party, etc., etc. So it can go both ways, and what we need to do is find the middle, the middle line, and that's where we need to be. And the only way to find that is if we follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to fast, especially on the day of Ashura, the day before it or the day after it. So the mustahab day would be obviously the 9th and the 10th of Ashura. What is significant about this day of Ashura is that Allah Ta'ala saved Musa alayhi salam and his people, and Allah drowned Fir'aun. So this is a very significant thing, because there are many, many lessons for us to learn from this. And this is what's mentioned in a hadith. Yes, what happened to Hussein radiallahu anhu was later on, obviously, after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we do acknowledge that day, and we feel remorse and sadness as how we feel when we think of the day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, the day Uthman radiallahu anhu passed away, Ali radiallahu anhu, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the great prophets of Islam. We feel that sadness, but this doesn't take any preference over where you celebrate this day or you mourn this day in a specific way because it's Hussein radiallahu anhu. No, we feel that it is wrong. You know, what happened to Hussein radiallahu anhu was his merciless killing. It was totally wrong, and we approach it just like how we approach everything else. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We obviously educate each other, we educate our children, tell our children about these things, but it's no special day to be celebrated. But here we're speaking about Muharram in itself, and Muharram as a sacred month in itself. So this month itself, because it's sacred, according to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says because it's sacred this month, according to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then sinning becomes, you get more, the punishment is greater to sin in this month, and also the reward is greater if you're going to exercise anything that's charitable or you're going to do any good activities. So, we're going to just stop there and take a quick ad break, and when we get back, we will continue on Muharram and a new year, inshallah. Stay with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back to the program Productive Muslima. Before the break, we were discussing Muharram and exactly what Muharram is about, the month of Muharram being sacred and the fact that sinning in this month is actually worse, and anything good that you do, you will get more rewards. So you get more sin if you break any laws of Allah, and you will get more reward if you are going to do anything good, inshallah. So we shouldn't forget that it is a sacred month, and remember it when it comes to our children, when it comes to what we're doing. Let's exercise more caution in this month, inshallah. So with Muharram as well, now knowing that it's going to be the start of the new year, it's time for us to reflect and to ponder. And the only way to increase or to change our lives as such, to become better or to make it more productive in this year to come, is for us to assess it against the year that has passed. Now, this only you would be able to answer. And you have to be very honest with yourself in that, what is it in this year that I set out to do? And what is it that I achieved? What is it that I didn't achieve? Because obviously we do set goals, and as I said, it doesn't always go according to plan. So what we need to, where we need to start is we need to, like we constantly hear people say, when you ask about the year that flew by, things that you would often hear is, I didn't work hard enough, or I literally did nothing at all, or I wasted too much of time. Okay, if you're one of those who said those things, then it doesn't matter. You have, alhamdulillah, you are breathing and you have a fresh start. So with this new year, and in order to change and break the habits of the past, you're going to have to start somewhere. So this is where you're going to start. You are going to first be conscious of making that change. And in order to be conscious and make that change, you're going to be very honest. You're going to have to be very honest with yourself. And you're going to have to introspect very, very deeply. So you measure it against your year that has passed. You know, you have to measure it against something. So be honest, what is it that I want differently to this year? Where did I go wrong this year? So all of these things, you need to be honest with yourself, and then you can start. Once you determine, right, this is what I wanted to do, or this is where I went wrong, or maybe last year I didn't plan at all. Okay, break it. Now, this year we're going to start afresh. So you take a paper and get a time that you can sit alone with yourself, right? Just you, yourself. Make time, find a quiet spot, because you need this time. And then plan and decide what is important to you. Now remember something. It's not about the technique that I'm giving you. This is all about willpower and self-control. It's about controlling what we pay attention to, what we think about, what we feel, what we do. You're now going to control every aspect of your life, your thoughts, what you're looking at, what you're doing. And this doesn't come easy, it comes with practice. So you have to train your brain, you have to prepare your brain. It's a lot to do with your nafs. You have to suppress your nafs. And we get different types of nafs, and some of our nafs is the nafs that just gives into everything. And this type of nafs, it doesn't have like a conscience. So you may say, you know what, today I'm going on a diet, or today I'm going to exercise. And then you get up in the morning and you think, no ways, I can't do it. It's, you give in to your nafs so easily without a fight. Now, in order to change that, you're going to have to first think about what exactly you're doing, because you're not going to know it's happening. So first you need to consciously start training your brain. And when you do this, then only will you start becoming aware of this change, and you will start actually changing your life. So it's about willpower, it's about self-control, right? Now, once you have this willpower and self-control, it's very important, and it's going to take practice. So then you sit in a quiet spot, you find a paper and or a book, your own personal book with your own goals, your own achievements, your own diary, right? And I believe that everyone has to have a diary. You have to be able to write the things that you want to achieve. That's the only way you're going to actually achieve it. Because it's proven psychologically that people who attain goals attained, their goals that they set out, are those that actually write it. Because once you write it, you visualize it. So take a piece of paper, sit down, and make time for yourself. And then ask yourself, what is it exactly that I want? What makes me happy? Maybe this year I've always wanted to write a book, and this is the year I'm going to start doing that. So you start writing your goal. Or maybe this year I'm going to do my hits. Or maybe this year I'm going to study a short course. Or I'm going to do like a writing course. Or I'm going for a certain class. I'm going to learn how to bake. Or I'm doing this for my children this year. Maybe this year I'm giving my kids more time. Or I'm doing my house. So it could be anything that makes you happy, right? And write down all of these goals. Then start separating the goals according to your spiritual goals and your worldly goals. Because then also, you don't want everything to just be about the dunya. You also want your spiritual goals. So maybe, you know, this year I'm going to try and concentrate more in my salah. Or if I don't read my nafil generally, this year I'm going to start reading my nafil salah. Or my sunnahs. I leave my sunnahs out and now I'm going to start reading it. So you know where you're at spiritually, and then that's how you're going to change it. That is the first step. The next step is to determine the outcome you want to do. Right? First you determine it, and then you actually put in an action every day that's going to help you. So say your goal you write is, I want to lose 7 kilos. So it's just one statement. I want to lose 7 kilos. Now, what are you going to do every day to help you achieve that goal? So what you do is every day for 15 minutes, this is what I'm going to do. For 15 minutes, I'm going to exercise. Or if your goal is to write a book, so for 15 minutes every day or for half an hour every day, I'm going to write or read. Whatever it is, right? So you're going to do, this is your second step. The third thing is to start setting reminders. Set reminders to help you, because you're going to forget, especially if you're not into routine and into goal setting. You start putting reminders, put reminders on your phone. When you achieve a little small goal, reward yourself. Do something that makes you happy. So anything that's going to help you, you know, achieve it or complete your tasks, right? Then is, the only way you're going to achieve your goals is to control your social media addiction. And remember something about Facebook, about Instagram, and all of the rest. These things are designed to get you addicted. Don't be mistaken. It's designed to get you addicted. So, sometimes you would actually be spending 6 hours a day on social media, right? And there is a questionnaire that people fill in, and average 6 hours a day, which is a lot of time, unaccounted for, right? It eventually affects your concentration. So, because even if you try and keep the phone away from yourself or whatever, you get that itch where you just have to hold it and you have to look at it. So unconsciously you do it. Or you look at your phone for a few minutes, and then the few minutes goes to 1 hour and 2 hours, and we've all been there, right? So what you need is a technology detox. So consciously tell yourself, this year I'm going to spend less time on social media. You won't die. Trust me, you would be happy and still alive and still breathing. So it's okay. Have a technology detox. So either choose one day in a week where you are free from social media, or choose maybe 15, 20 minutes in a day where you put the phone away and you do something that makes you happy. And maybe have barriers. You set a limit on yourself. Like if I'm having any meal, I don't have the phone at the table, or I'm not near a phone, or when I sit with my kids and I'm listening to their day, then my phone is somewhere else. When I'm reading Salah, my phone is in another room. So at those times you have where you control it to such a level where you stop, you set your own boundaries, right? And also then you block yourself. You know, you there is something called Stay Focused on Google, where you can set a limit on how much of time you're spending on social media, which is excellent because you can set like, okay, from 5 to about 7, I don't want to be on social media, and this will help you with that, right? Then quit things like all your excess groups that bring absolutely no benefit to your life. Start quitting it. You don't need to be on those things. And just think things that you don't need. You know, you don't have to be. If everyone in the world has Snapchat and you don't have it, it's okay. You don't have to have everything, right? So start quitting the things that really don't add value to your life, right? And generally, or most importantly, I would say, live life in the present. Not checking out the lives of others. And this is where our youth are today, is that instead of living life in the present, enjoying the beauty of the holidays they're going on, or the beauty of the mountains, they on the social media looking at everyone else living life or taking pictures of their own lives so that other people can see. So it's generally, you're not actually enjoying what you, that present moment. And we need to feel that present moment, right? Another thing is to level up. Okay, so we spoke about the social media. Another thing is to level up. Track your routine. So you get apps where you can actually track your routine, and then you'll find out where you're spending your time. So you get an app called Fitbit where you track your fitness. Or you get one called Sleepbot where you can track how long you sleep. You get a rescue time. You can actually track your internet usage. So you will be able to track these things, and you can eliminate the things you want to improve. Right? So one or two things you just choose that you want to improve, maybe your sleeping or maybe your internet usage. Use these apps that are there to help you, and then you can actually start becoming more conscious of what you're doing and where you're spending your time, right? And then a question for you. Are you soda water? Are you the person that has all these big, huge plans and you set out to do it? And then you fizzle out. 1 month or 2 months into it, you fizzle out like soda water. You had all these plans, and maybe you even bought everything. And then a month or two later, you're like, ugh, I don't know what happened. You lack motivation, right? So if you like that, there's certain things you need to do then, because you know that's your problem. You lack motivation. So what you need to do is you need to get a dream board. And a dream board is a big board where you pin up things or you stick up things. It's like a vision board. You stick up things. It's your board, so you can put whatever you want to on it. So you stick up pictures of things that you like or things that you would like to do or whatever. So if you're trying to lose weight, pictures of fitness quotes and all of the rest. Or if you want to bake something, you know, inspirational things. Every morning you look at it, your brain absorbs this. And that is how you, subconsciously, you start thinking of ways to achieve it. So you need to do this because so that you don't lack motivation, right? And then you need to surround yourself with people who are winners. Like the people that are inspirational, you know, these inspirational people that you meet, they encourage you to, you know, step up your game. You look at them and you think to yourself, wow, you know what? She's really, really good. I don't know how she does it, you know. You get those type of people and they just inspire you. And it makes you think, ugh, I'm doing nothing. I need to step up my game. So you need to surround yourself with people like that, not people that are going to demotivate you and tell you, ugh, it's okay, man. You don't need to do that. Why do I want to do that? It's so much of effort. No. Set yourself up. Set yourself up for great things. For great achievements. Set yourself up for brilliant things to happen to you. And surround yourself with those inspiring people, those positive people who will only draw you closer to your goal. And then for people who lack motivation, you need to constantly repeat affirmations, positive affirmations. You repeat it all the time in your head and your brain starts absorbing it. It's like when you tell your child, you know, you're so brilliant, or you like this, or you like that. What happens is, psychologically, they always say that your child needs to hear this, and then your child excels. So if you tell your child, you know, you're so silly, or you're such a clumsy person, or you like this, in that sense, what happens is that the child suddenly does become those things that you call them. If you say you are stupid, the child does become stupid, because it's your words. Your words are supposed to be impeccable, and these words affect the child. So like that, your affirmations must be positive to yourself, and you will see that you will achieve them just by saying them. And one affirmation that's brilliant to say every morning is, every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. And when you say this, every day you will notice that your life is getting better and better, inshallah, right? So, and then you need to be a very, very honest with yourself on what do you truly want. What is it that you really want to achieve? It's useless having a goal that you heard someone else say they want. Is it something you really want? Because that's motivation enough. You're going to lack motivation if it's something you don't really want, right? And then, also, I notice with people that lack motivation, what helps a lot is every day to watch like a 10-minute motivational video. You know, it picks you up, it inspires you, and then you're like, oh, I can go out and I can, you know, achieve everything I set out to do. You need that type of motivational video. It can be anything. It can be those TED Talks that you get, a motivational person, or even it can be like an audio of some of a motivational speaker. These things are brilliant, and they really do help, and they help you also relax your mind before sleeping, etc., etc. You get these meditational videos and all of that, right? So, and then another thing you do is you dedicate an hour a day to a passion that you have. So a project that you are passionate about, every day dedicate an hour to it so that it makes you happy. So it could be maybe volunteering or doing something that makes you happy, painting, drawing, anything. But dedicate an hour a day just for yourself. And because remember, looking after yourself and investing in your own self, that will make you a better person to deal with others. So if you spend time nurturing yourself, then you're going to be a better mother to your kids because you're looking after yourself. So you're going to be more positive, and you have to. In order to give up our best, we have to feel good. So you give yourself everything that you need to revive yourself, to nurture yourself, and then that's going to make you a better wife, a better mother, a better daughter, a better sister. Invest in yourself. This is the only way we're going to achieve anything that we set out, right? And break the year. Now, if I have a resolution for the year, don't say my New Year's resolution is, or my resolution for this new year is that I lose 10 kilos. Because what's going to happen is you're going to leave it till September, and then in September start rushing to lose 7 kilos, and then you realize, I can't attain it, and you give up. That's our problem. So break down your year into quarters. So this is my 12-week cycle, and this is what I want to achieve in these 12 weeks. That's basically how you do it. And then you start achieving the goals once you break them down. And don't ever compare yourself to others. Because generally when we have goals and we're so excited and you're so like revved up about having everything that you set out to do, you're so close to it. And then you start comparing yourself to others and you look at them and, oh, but she has everything. Or you look at a blogger and, oh, she looks so pretty, or she has everything, and, you know, there's no effort here. Remember, social media is designed to make you think these things. There is such a thing called filter, where everyone doesn't look the way they do look on social media. So stop comparing yourself to others. You need to appreciate and love yourself, and then you're going to achieve your goals. So that's where we constantly slump, is that we look at everyone else. You've got your own goals. You set your own limits. You will do what you think is best for you, right? And most importantly, put 10 times more effort into everything. This year, make it change by, make this huge change by putting 10 times more effort into every single thing that you do. So, you know, if you're going to do something and, you know, you think to yourself, okay, this is what I would normally do, then put that extra effort this time and give it your all and know that this is what I want. And the only way we're going to do this is by knowing and managing our time effectively. So, inshallah, I hope that every single person can attain their goals, inshallah. Every single person has a beautiful year ahead, a year that's going to be so productive, so fulfilling, a year where you're going to find your purpose in life, you're going to find yourself, you're going to create your own contentment, your own happiness, and you're going to achieve everything that you set out at the beginning of the year, inshallah. If you have any questions or input, you can email me on Suraya@radioislamlive.com. I do get the questions. I do get all the different advices and some of the things that I can answer, I do. And the other things that I can't answer, I do refer you to someone who can. But alhamdulillah, I do enjoy all of the feedback and the input I get from you. So carry on doing so, inshallah. And if you have anything extra, you can, as I said, email me, inshallah. Next week, Tuesday, we're having Sister Zaida, the life coach that was previously, I think about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, she was on the show and she spoke about the purpose of life. And alhamdulillah, again, we're going to be having, I think all the listeners messaged me to say that it was too short and they wanted to know more. So inshallah, we'll be having her on Tuesday. So be sure to tune in next week. And if you have questions, you can start sending them in so that I can pose them to Zaida, inshallah. Until next week, Tuesday, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.